Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so what have been some of the changes around people getting married and staying in relationships?
So what a colleague and I did a couple of years ago is we had a look at, for a book called Changes in Family Formation in Australia in the 21st Century, what we did was we used Australian Bureau of Statistics data and also survey data to have a look at changing trends in marriage and divorce. And what we were observing is that basically in the 1970s, even up until the late 1970s, most people were married by the age of 25. If you hadn't married by the age of 25, you've probably heard this term before, women were considered to be a spinster and you were pretty much on the scrap heap. Now that's pushed back by about 5 years or so at least, and most people don't marry now until their late 20s or early 30s.
So that freak out age that all my friends are getting married, we can relax a bit. Those of us in there, those who are in their early 20s can relax a bit more. It's been pushed up. I think 29 for women and 32 for men. Is that the case?
That's correct. And so that's the median age of marriage. So what that means is by that age, half of all people in that age group have gotten married and the other half haven't.
Right. But it's interesting, the sort of thing that the Herald, I think, picked up was divorce rates. Are they actually slowing down compared to the past?
Yeah, they have. Yeah. So basically what we found with the divorce rates is that since about 2000, the year 2000, divorce rates have been on a downward trend, I would say, like, you know, not dramatically declining, but definitely on a downward trend. And I think what's happening there is a few things. So first of all, as we were just talking about, fewer people are getting married. So of course, to actually increase the divorce rates, you need to have a lot of people getting married, or to have, you know, basically how many people get married feeds into the divorce rate. Also, people are getting married a bit later. And I think marrying later increases the stability of relationships because we kind of know who we are. We know what we want a little bit more from life as we get older, rather than kind of getting married very young in your early 20s. When most people now in their early 20s still are completing their education. And as we know from the labour market stuff, a lot of people don't even have a full-time proper job. So it's really hard to set a foundation for a good marriage when things are so unstable with people in terms of their education and their work life.
Sure. And I think the 7-year itch has become an 8.5-year itch. Marriages are lasting a bit longer. Do you put that down to, as you said, sort of people being more mature when they do get married?
Yeah. I think they just kind of have a better sense of who they are, what they want from their partner, and so that's kind of making marriages more stable. I think the thing to keep in mind though is people are still getting together. They still live together. So the probability of living with a partner, so in either a de facto or in a de jure marriage, is about the same as it was 30, 40 years ago. So people still live together, but I think what's happening is a lot of those really unstable marriages amongst young people that finished quite early within that first 4 or 5 years are now cohabiting relationships. So they don't actually progress to marriage. They break up before they get married.
But there's also, I think it was mentioned in the article that there might be a bit of a trend, there's sort of mixed trends in that young people might be reverting back to sort of more traditional values and marriage. What's the data telling us on that?
Yeah, so a lot of surveys on young people now, and there's these kind of definite movements in Australia and the US around young people who are abstaining from sex and, you know, waiting until they get married before they have sex and things like that. So there's this kind of I think they're a significant minority in that respect. Then there's the kind of group, the average group of people who, or younger people who are sort of saying that they've seen how difficult it is, particularly women, to combine work and families, how stressful it is and how difficult it is. And so there is a conservatism in attitudes amongst younger people kind of moving back towards more traditional roles or thinking about more traditional roles because that just seems easier.
Right.
It's easier. It's less stressful.
Yeah. What about, I mean, yeah, speaking of stress though, I think social media, internet dating might play a role there. Do you understand sort of the impact of that on the sort of sociological changes we've seen in regards to marriage and relationships?
Look, in terms of the way, so basically what you're talking about there is how people actually get together. There's been a massive change, I think, in my research is mainly focused on when people are together and they move in together and they get married. But what you're talking about is like, how do people actually meet and get together and then decide to move in together or stay in a long-term relationship?
But also like the social pressure too with Facebook, you know, you see all these statuses about, you know, such and such is engaged and married and relationships too, and it's sort of out there maybe a bit more. So
I actually suspect, what we know is that people are churning through a lot more relationships, long-term relationships, but I also suspect people are also churning through a lot more prospective partners mm-hmm. in terms of their dating. As you say, there's the sort of social media phenomena, it's in your face all the time. Like you said, with Facebook, there's that status, are you single or are you partnered? And I know that there's always ripples through my networks when people kind of change their status from, you know, they're in a relationship or not, or they are or they're not, you know what I mean? So I think it's far more prevalent. It's far more, I guess we're exposed to it a lot more because of the social media type stuff.
Yeah, certainly fascinating data and research on this. We had a bit of a panel discussion before you. One of our producers, Nick, who's 24, was talking about how his friends are sort of getting married and he's a bit stressed out. Do you have a message for Nick based on the data and research that you've uncovered?
Nick's only 24. I think they should wait until they're in their early 30s.
Okay.
Definitely. Well, I think don't stress. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It'll just wait. You'll find, you know, it's about waiting and finding the right person, I think. And but definitely have fun and definitely meet a lot of people and work out who you want to be with and what you like.
That's sound perfect New Year's advice, I think. Thanks so much for talking to us today, Belinda.
My pleasure.
Okay, excellent. That was Belinda Hewitt, the Associate Professor in Sociology at the University of Melbourne, discussing the change in perceptions around marriage and divorce.